This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Well, you have to laugh so you don't cry, right? Front page of the New York Post this morning. Cat in the Hat says, don't cancel that. But it's not slowing the cancel czar's roll any, to be sure. 607 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, talked a little bit about this yesterday, and you're wondering, why does it matter? Why are we talking about Dr. Seuss? Well, Dr. Seuss, just part of a very, very long list of those who are being canceled, viewed through the prism of the present based on their actions of the past. I'm sorry, that equation, not excusing any racism in any way, shape, or form. But unfortunately, when you take a current lens and you put actions of the past under that proverbial microscope, well, it doesn't get you anything but inaccurate conclusions. Why do I say that? Well, because what was commonplace back then, not so much now. And certainly when it comes to things like racism, that's indeed how it should be. But I want to ask you a question. Where would we be if we weren't able to reflect on the past and the missteps of the past and have the opportunity to learn from those mistakes of the past? I know I'm lapsing into cliche here, but the bottom line is a past that is forgotten is often repeated. And is that where we want to go? Even Europe is saying, what are you doing, America? I mean, you're canceling Dr. Seuss, the beloved children's author? Sure, like many of us, he made mistakes. But also, again, a commonality, a trait that we share, he had the ability to learn from those mistakes. But oh no, the cancel crowd, let's cancel Shakespeare. Oh, math is racist. Math is racist? I can't even wrap my head around that one. Let's get rid of Aristotle. Oh, we've got warning labels now on the Muppets. They want to cancel the Muppets. Oh, and we talked about Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Oh no. But now, Dr. Seuss, and we talked about this briefly yesterday morning, but I just wanted to continue the conversation. This has the sales of six Dr. Seuss books. Well, will be summarily pooled, and you know those six books, their value is going to absolutely skyrocket. But yes, nope, they're pulling the books over racist and insensitive imagery. This, according to The Business and a piece out of Fox News by Audrey Conklin, that preserves and protects the author's legacy. Wait a minute. This entire business was set up to preserve and protect his legacy, and instead, well, they're pulling the proverbial legs out from under it. Now, that news came down yesterday. Yesterday, why was yesterday of significance? Not only was it Dr. Seuss's birthday, but it was also National Read Across America Day. Hey, maybe if we all read some more, maybe we'd all be a little wiser, a little bit more literal, and not jumping to conclusions with these knee-jerk reactions and just saying, oh, you must be summarily silenced from now until the end of time. All right, riddle me this. Answer me a question if you would. 970-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line. You can also go old school. Email me, Gail at 1310KFKA.com. Have you, and I don't care how old you are, but if you have any semblance of a conscience whatsoever, and given the fact that you are a consumer of talk radio, I can't help but think that, well, you've got a pretty good handle on most of the laudable, admirable virtues that we all aspire to, right? Have you, in your entire life, ever said or done anything that you look back on and cringe and say, oh my gosh, if only I hadn't done that. If only I hadn't been so ignorant. I wish I could just turn back time, change history. And when you think about it to this day, are you a little bit embarrassed? Well, I would say that's part of the human condition, wouldn't you? Haven't we all been there? Of course we have. But did we use it as a teachable moment that the cancel culture wants to take away from all of us? You tell me, 970-353-1310. Nobody is perfect. Oh, but the cancel czars conveniently forget that. Oh, wait, maybe they do see themselves through that perfection lens. I think probably they ought to break out the dictionary and look up the definition of hypocrisy, but that's just me. Meanwhile, Dr. Seuss Enterprises telling the Associated Press in a statement, these books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure Dr. Seuss Enterprises catalog represents and supports all communities and families. Okay, well, that's a, you know, that's a good goal to have. But unfortunately, it seems as though they're going about achieving that goal in a rather unconventional, circuitous, okay, let's call it for what it is, stupid way. So, copies of Dr. Seuss classics. And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, if I ran the zoo, well, I'll tell you what, if I ran the zoo, Dr. Seuss would get restorative justice too. What else is on the list? Oh, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and the Cat's Quizzers? Nope. No longer will they be published. Now, the decision to cease publication and sales of the book, well, it wasn't just made at the last minute. No, it was made last year after months and months of discussion. Dr. Seuss Enterprises apparently listened and took feedback from their audiences, including teachers, academics, and specialists in the field as part of our review process. We then, according to a statement from Dr. Seuss Enterprises, we then worked with a panel of experts, including educators, to review our catalog of titles. Now, we talked about the fact that a Virginia school system recently decided to discourage recognition of National Read Across America Day. This one, Literacy Now, I mean, people aren't reading anymore. Literacy in this country increasingly becoming an issue. So let's go ahead and pool wonderful books that teach children that, well, life isn't always perfect and it's not always easy. And sometimes it's downright nasty and hard, but you can lift yourself up and you can learn and you can thrive, despite the fact that some people are pretty down and dirty and nasty. Oh, but that's right. Rudolph. No, we can't have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer anymore either because, oh, it's all about bullying. Guess what? Bullying happens. It's called the real world, and it's how you respond and react to it. And sometimes bullies actually learn, if you give them the opportunity to do just that, that their actions, well, they speak more about them than they do about those whom they are bullying. And perhaps maybe they need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and think about their own morals and values. But you pull the rug out and you take that learning opportunity away. And again, I am not defending these actions in any way, shape, or form, but I'm just saying we're all human. And as humans, guess what? We screw up. But as humans, we also have that capacity to learn from our mistakes. So once again, that Virginia school system decided to discourage recognition of National Read Across America Day in light of all this controversy brewing over Dr. Seuss, prompting discussion of the author and decisions to cancel his work on social media. Oh, the school very quickly did an about face, though, clarifying in a February 27th statement that no, it is not banning the author's books. Now, books by Dr. Seuss, who was born Theodore Seuss Geisel in Springfield, Massachusetts, March 2nd, 1904, they're sold in more than 100 countries. Think about this. Forbes magazine did a survey of dead celebrities, those who are earning the most income posthumously, post-death, and you had Dr. Seuss earning an estimated $33 million, this is pre-tax income in 2020, up from $9.5 million just 5 years ago. Forbes listed him as number two on his highest paid dead celebrities of 2020. Now, I know my mind went the same place you just did. I asked myself, well, then who's number one? Who's number one? Who do you think number one is? Dr. Seuss came in number two behind only the late pop star Michael Jackson. Now, as adored as Dr. Seuss is by millions around the world for the positive values in many of his works, I still have some Dr. Seuss books. How about you? He was a champion of environmentalism and tolerance. But he, too, was human. He, too, on an intellectual learning curve. Because in some of his earlier works, yes, we'll concede the point, along with the criticism that's being bandied about by the cancel culture, but there are some issues in the way that early on he portrayed Black, Asian, and other characters, not only in some of his children's books, which, by the way, will no longer be published, but in his earlier advertising and propaganda illustrations. But how did this all start, this onslaught of you must be canceled, you must be silenced? And where does it all end? 970-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line. Along those lines, I found an interesting post by a woman named Danielle. Danielle is a Black woman. She is a Black mother of two. And the headline kind of says it all. Dr. Seuss's racist past isn't the problem. Your refusal to have hard conversations is. Think about that for a sec. We'll get into that in just a few. 620 now, 1310 KFKA.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. And the Nuggets get back to the Western Conference Finals. Listen to the whole show for the latest Denver sports stories on 1310 KFKA.
So as Dr. Seuss has become the next cancellation target du jour, it begs the question, where does it all stop, 626? And what does it accomplish to begin with? 626 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. You know what it kind of reminds me of? When you were a little kid and your parents said, oh, you need to clean up your room, and you just shove everything under the bed and your room looked wonderful and pristine and it was all clean and nice. Well, no, you didn't clean up your room. You just out of sight, out of mind. And again, that is a very, very dangerous paradigm for this nation. When we start practicing that equation, as I said earlier, viewing obviously the stains of our past. Nobody is denying them. Well, except for the cancel culture, because they were the ones that shoved everything under their bed. Because when you do that, well, then it never happened, right? Well, no, it did happen. And we need to remember that it happened so it doesn't happen again. Tell me where I'm wrong here. 970-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line. Came across a great piece in the Wall Street Journal. I hope I have the time to share it with you this morning by Michael Saltzman, talking about, it's funny, isn't it? Way back, we're getting in the way back machine here. Back in 2015, you had former First Lady Michelle Obama putting out the red carpet and the catnip, welcoming the Cat in the Hat to the White House. Well, 6 years later, Dr. Seuss is unwelcome. No, his is a name that shall not be uttered. After so many of us learned so many foundational, fundamental values, not only from our parents and our teachers, yes, but from Dr. Seuss. So where does this all end? I came across a post on the interweb. I just heard that the other day. It cracked me up. Somebody says, yeah, you need to get on the interweb. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I'll just fire up that Googler, okay? And check out Bookface while I'm at it. But this was a post by Danielle. She didn't provide her last name. And she had a wonderful picture of herself with her two children sporting Cat in the Hat t-shirts. Oh, the humanity. But here's what she had to say. And I think that the header on that post kind of says it all. Dr. Seuss's racist past, says Danielle, isn't the problem. Your refusal, and I think she's talking to the cancel crowd, your refusal to have hard conversations is. Now, it's a rather lengthy post, so I'm going to excerpt it, but I'm going to keep her intent intact. Let me just say, writes Danielle, that yes, Dr. Seuss most certainly drew racist caricatures of Black and Asian people. But, says Danielle, he also grew up and is, in my opinion, a lesson of what happens when you realize you were wrong and work and strive to do better. Seuss arguably spent the rest of his career writing children's books that teach about the importance of inclusion and acceptance of others and, yes, yourself. Horton Hears a Who, for example, it's a metaphor for the biggest and the strongest and the most powerful among us, speaking for those who have small voices. The Lorax asks us to consider the generations who will come after us with regard to environmental justice. The Sneetches is a clear stance against the oppression of Jews in Germany. Continues Danielle, trashing your collection of Seuss books is easier than doing the real work. It's easier to erase the books from your children's bookshelves than to sit them down and talk about Seuss's past. Instead of asking the library to remove Seuss Day, how about them asking them to spend more time talking about the mistakes that Dr. Seuss made at the beginning of his career? After all, says Danielle, justice is not always about canceling someone and their body of work. Sage words, to be sure. 6:31 now, 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Which local team is going to be dancing this March? We have local and national college hoops coverage here on 1310 KFKA.
I certainly wish I could, particularly when it comes to the prevalence of the cancel culture these days. Wouldn't it be great to turn back time? Is it time to cancel the cancel culture? Think about that one. 638 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We've been talking about the next cancellation target. No, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Muppets, Aristotle. Don't forget, math is racist. Well, there's a reason not to learn how to deal with numbers, right? Jeez Louise, it just gets worse. Now they've got Dr. Seuss in the cancel culture crosshairs. Well, what has changed? And is this indeed, as some people say, this cancel culture mentality, is it a threat to our very freedom? Well, writes Michael Saltzman in the Wall Street Journal, don't blame Dr. Seuss. Blame our present fixation on judging revered historical figures by their worst sins rather than their best contributions. Because aren't we all a mixture of having the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other? And hopefully our higher instincts kick in and the angel prevails. But every once in a while, we all make mistakes, right? Should we be judged by our worst behavior instead of our best efforts? Of course, Dr. Seuss, pen name of Theodore Seuss Ted Geisel, born 1904, passed away in 1991, one of America's best-known children's author. From Green Eggs and Ham to The Sneetches, Cat in the Hat, and Oh, the Places You'll Go. Ryan Kelly behind the glass at the con this morning, doing his darndest to keep me between the lines, doing a great job. We were just talking about Oh, the Places You'll Go. Geisel's books are ubiquitous, not only in our memory banks, but on our bookshelves as well. And of course, his legacy includes Read Across America Day, which takes place annually, although it seems as though the sites where it is acceptable are becoming increasingly smaller. But it takes place annually on his birthday, yesterday, March 2nd. Starting in 1997, the National Education Association, in partnership with Seuss Enterprises, well, they use the day as an organizing event to promote childhood literacy. And you talk to some educators who are saying literacy kind of on the ropes these days. Shouldn't we be encouraging our children to read more and not less, particularly when it comes to the value of what Dr. Seuss had to offer all of us, speaking to us as children in a way that we could appreciate, understand, and yes, learn from. U.S. Senate unanimously approved several celebratory resolutions praising Dr. Seuss's success in encouraging children to discover the joy of reading. Well, that joy began to fade in 2017. This is when the NEA announced it would reduce its emphasis on Dr. Seuss to encourage diversity. An article on the union's decision warned that, quote, a connection to the legendary children's author no longer comes without criticism, citing another report that asked, is the Cat in the Hat racist? Well, if everybody's racist, nobody's racist. You talk about the cancel culture. Be careful what you wish for in achieving, well, a goal that I don't think was their intended outcome. But hasn't that claim become, well, the way to shut down any conversation, particularly if you don't have the facts to back up your argument? Oh, you're racist. Well, that, where do you go from there? I mean, what kind of rational discussion do you have after you've been called racist? Because the more you defend yourself, well, then the more racist you must be. It's kind of like Godwin's Law on the internet when you're having a conversation and instead of pulling out the racism card, well, somebody accuses you of being a Nazi sympathizer. Oh, you're a Hitler devotee. Where do you go from that? I mean, it is so absolutely ludicrous, particularly if you're not even having a conversation about Hitler, that somebody calls you a Nazi. It's like, end of story. I think we're done here. Now, all of that said, some of Seuss's early works were admittedly, indeed, racist. He drew on rather crude and offensive stereotypes in several drawings of blacks and Asian Americans. Seuss Enterprises doesn't shy away from this controversy, saying these racially stereotypical drawings were hurtful then and they are still hurtful today. Well, doesn't that make a case for it being a teachable moment? And what about restorative justice? As Dr. Seuss readily understood that his earlier depictions of blacks, of Asian Americans, were indeed racist, but not saying they're acceptable. But we go back to peering into the past through the prism of the present. No, they weren't acceptable in any way, shape, or form. But again, they give us a platform from which to learn. You eradicate them. Well, what are you going to learn from that? And don't you run the very real risk of forgetting the lessons of the past. But like many Americans before and since, Dr. Seuss changed, and we're all capable of adopting positive change now, aren't we? As a political cartoonist during World War II, Seuss often criticized isolationism, racism, anti-Semitism, with a conviction and fervor lacking in most other American editorial pages of that time. This is according to another well-known illustrator, Art Spiegelman. He wrote this back in 1999. And again, Dr. Seuss also wrote Yertle the Turtle. This was an anti-fascist tale on the rise of Hitler. And we shouldn't forget the magazine story that he wrote that would also become the anti-discriminatory classic, The Sneetches. Back in 2015, President Obama was speaking to a group of White House interns. He even cited The Sneetches as a laudable example of how to live your life, saying pretty much all the stuff you need to know is in Dr. Seuss. Then why are we giving Dr. Seuss the boot? The desire to wipe Dr. Seuss's books from elementary school stems from the same harmful worldview that says Abraham Lincoln's name should be removed from public schools because, well, some of his views fall short by today's standards. Or if you're going to describe Mount Rushmore as a monument to racism, same principle applies. Bottom line, our country's history is filled with imperfect people who nonetheless did remarkable things. And aren't we all capable of rising to that level? Not by eradicating or eliminating our past, not even by celebrating the dark stains of our past, but keeping them front and center so that we never, ever repeat them again. Your thoughts, 970-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line. 648 now, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. More local talk coming up next with NoCo Now in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
So I asked you earlier, do you consider cancel culture, the prevalence of cancel culture, a threat to our very freedom? Perhaps I should ask if algorithms are a threat to our very freedom. 652 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This as Amazon is quietly banning books containing undefined hate speech. Well, let's just say it's kind of difficult to define, according to Amazon. Working from a piece by Peter Schwab out of the Epic Times, given the fact that Amazon has adopted this rule against books that contain anything the company labels as hate speech. Appears there's no announcement of this new rule. Oh, no, the little people don't need to know. It was only noticed by media after the online retailer recently banned a book about transgender ideology. Now, it's not quite clear. Could be said it's clear as mud what Amazon means by hate speech, or even if it's used to label to drop that particular book, even if that label was used. Nobody's quite sure. Because in general parlance, Americans hold widely divergent views on what constitutes hate speech. This according to a 2017 Cato poll. Some tech platforms describe it as speech that disparages people based on characteristics such as race, gender, and sexual identity. But insider evidence indicates the companies, well, they're not really clear on where to draw the lines. The lines keep changing. The goalposts keep changing. And they perpetually redraw them, and at least in some instances, they ignore violations when it is politically convenient to them. Amazon spokesperson told the Epic Times, as a bookseller, we provide our customers with access to a variety of viewpoints, including books that some customers may find objectionable. That said, we reserve the right not to sell certain content as described in our content guidelines for books. All retailers make decisions about what selection they choose to offer. Fine, that's their right as a business, and we do not take those selection decisions lightly. Now, the statement admitted, conveniently, that the $1.5 trillion company changed the rules sometimes after August of last year, apparently without telling anybody. So who is the arbiter of what is hate speech? Now, previously, Amazon prohibited, quote, products that promote, incite, or glorify hate or violence toward any person or group, but explicitly back then stated that the policy didn't apply to books. In fact, its book policy, if you look it up, it used to contain no mention of hate speech. It mentioned that Amazon reserved, quote, the right not to sell certain content such as pornography or other inappropriate content. Now, the current content guidelines for books includes a section against offensive content that reads, we don't sell certain content, including content that we determine is hate speech, promotes the abuse or exploitation of children, goes on, advocates terrorism, or other material we deem inappropriate. But when the Epic Times said to them, okay, well, how do you come across, how do you define hate speech or these other conditions that don't meet your standards? Well, Amazon wouldn't respond on what constitutes hate speech. Now, the book I referred to earlier, Amazon purged that book around February 21st, though the exact timing pretty hard to pinpoint since the author only learned about the move from people who were looking for the book. And the author of the book, well, he couldn't get an explanation from Amazon on why exactly his book was banned. How convenient. 657 now, 1310 KFKA.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. The day's headlines, podcasts of Mornings with Gail and more, and a schedule of upcoming sports broadcasts. Find them at 1310kfka.com.
There's some pushback. The Greeley City Council gave a unanimous nod to the Terry Ranch acquisition. This will address Greeley's water needs far into the future. Tell you what, we're going to check in, get the rundown on that after last night's meeting. Check in with Greeley Mayor John Gates when he joins us at 7:05. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, Longmont, Fort Collins. It's 7 o'clock.